What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app. Your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This Haberman and Middlecoff segment is brought to you by Upstart.com/ham. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. And by SimplySafe.com/ham. Dare to try and steal our stuff. Now to the segment. On Monday in The Athletic, John, you have an article out about kind of the financial deep breath that everyone needs to take, get ready for what could be coming in terms of Kittle and Buckner contracts. What do you see? What's kind of summarized that article?
Who's the best player in the 49ers?
George Kittle.
Who, what do you usually pay the best player on a team?
The most money, unless he's a quarterback.
Yeah, obviously if they're a quarterback, they get enormous money. But when you talk about Julio Jones, Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack, some of these corners, Patrick Peterson over the years, several years ago, Fletcher Cox, some of these, the dude from the Dallas Cowboys, Tyron Smith. I mean, we're talking $50, $60, $70 million in guaranteed. You know what the highest paid tight end in the history of guarantees has ever gotten?
$22 million.
So if you're George Kittle...
Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Trey Burton. And
wait, what? Hold on.
Trey Burton. Yes.
So the tight ends in this league have included Rob Gronkowski.
Well, he was always on weird contracts.
Trey Burton, no tight end has ever gotten... Trey Burton, the guy who threw the touchdown pass in the Super Bowl and signed with the Bears?
Trey Burton. Part of it was...
Travis Kelce?
Kelce and Ertz signed deals early and got $20 million in true guarantees. Now, because they're so good, they're going to see $40 or $50 million. But if I'm George Kittle and his agent, I don't... Those contracts, they mean nothing to me,
well,
guy.
John, that's insane. I mean, you might as well... You might as well bring quarterback contracts from 1995 as comps to this
okay, if you're going to bring tight ends.
This is insane.
But the way contracts work, guy, are comps at your position.
Well, you know what I would tell them? Fine. Trade me straight up for Trey Burton then.
Yeah.
Do that deal.
So what do you do, guy? Because last year, Michael Thomas, a premium wide receiver and, you know, arguably the best player on that team, got over $60 million in true guarantees. So if you're George Kittle and you kick that team's ass and you were on the field and you dominated that game, now it's over a history of time. He's been one of the best players in the league and he's now probably a top five or six non-quarterback in the NFL. I think this number is going to be well over 40. I think he's going to shatter the market.
But John, I'll tell you what, if you tell anybody what the comps and you told me that George Kittle just signed for $40 million guaranteed, do you think anybody would blink twice? They'd be like, all right.
Do you think they could get him to sign for $40 million guaranteed?
I mean, if I were him, I'd
if you
say,
were representing him, what would be your argument?
I'd say Julio Jones got $64 million guaranteed at signing. And we can argue about whether Julio's better than George Kittle or not.
Playing in the league longer, done more.
Sure. I don't think you'd trade me straight up for Julio Jones. But fine, that's not how contracts are done. But I'm not $24 million worse than Julio Jones.
What I mean to you. Well, here's the other thing.
John, C.J. Mosley got $43 million guaranteed at signing. Good player.
Could you argue if you're George Kittle and Parag calls and goes,
We're meeting tomorrow at Steak Shack at lunch, and we'll just do some initial conversations. If you were his agent meeting Parag there at the Steak Shack, grab yourself a double cheese and maybe a little...
Have you been to Shake Shack?
A long time ago in
There's
Indy.
One that opened up near me, and the lines are outrageous.
I've seen some pictures. They look insane. If you're that agent walking to meet Parag, you have not exchanged numbers, what range do you start? I'm not talking about the average per year. That chip means nothing.
Yeah, I
only care about the true guarantees.
I say Odell Beckham. Now, Odell's number was 49. Oh, no, 41, excuse me. But his quote-unquote practical guarantees is $65 million.
And because he's played in the league now 2+ years since that deal, he's getting the $65 million.
But I think I probably start at 65. I want more than Julio got. That's where if I'm Kittle's agent, that's where I start.
God, you're fucking more Tom Condon than me. I was gonna be over 50 because I do
that's
think it's
reasonable.
That's asking a lot. But here'd be the one thing. Like Parag, there's no me meeting you at 38. This guy's too good. You guys don't even hide your love for him. Like this, it's well known. We're all on the same page with how important he is for you, what the fans think, what the league thinks, what everyone thinks, how great this guy is. He's basically the new Rob. And we ain't doing fucking Belichick deals, you know? We're doing big money deals. And this is also a guy that was drafted so late, hasn't cost you anything. So if I signed a deal for 55 guaranteed, if you factor in my first 3 years of cheap labor, that's actually a pretty good deal over a 6-7 year period of time, right?
Yeah, but that's not how anyone factors these things in, right?
Well, but so you could argue, listen, I'm willing to talk with you, the 49ers, in the 50s. But once a number gets lower than 40s, and I'm talking practical, so overall, because you're not going to cut this player, anything under 50, I'm probably walking away from the table.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, do you want to guess right now what his guaranteed at signing and then his practical guarantees are?
I bet he gets a bonus of about $30 million on signing, and I bet the Niners are good at this. Yeah, I'd say somewhere between 45 and 50. But again, guy, when that number comes out, it's going to be more than double the previous tight end mark. That's historic, right? Because Von Miller once upon a time got 70. So when Mack and Donald got like 86 and 90, it was still super high, but it wasn't that far. It wasn't double. Like it's going to be a massive number. If they somehow get him for like the total guarantees of like $38 million, it's one of the greatest contracts in the history of America, right? I don't give a shit what his comps are because you just say, no, I'm not signing that deal.
And you need him for everything you do on offense, for the running, for the blocking,
for your team,
throwing,
for publicity,
for the face of your franchise, selling tickets.
For your baddest motherfucker in your squad. I mean,
yeah,
I think that will get done because you do have a little leverage that he doesn't have that much money. That I think you could probably get it at like 45 to 50. I think the 60 thing, just given his position, but he'd be like, well, I block like a tackle, so what do the top tackles get? He's a complicated one. He's a complicated one if they want to get messy, because they could get messy.
Yes, but they could. I mean, comps don't mean nothing. You know, John, like Rob Manfred, I'm a precedent guy. Comps don't mean nothing, and if you're blowing comps out of the water at $45 million guaranteed, you got to feel pretty good about that. If you're George Kittle's agent.
Well, the other guy I think is actually more complicated in the sense that we're not arguing how great Kittle is. Like, John Lynch knows it, Kyle knows it, Kittle's agent knows it, Kittle knows it, the entire league knows it. Buckner, really good player, kind of one of their core guys, not like, never going to be in the Hall of Fame, really on a good year with Fletcher Cox and Donald and Akeem Hicks, you know, usually right on the cusp of a Pro Bowl, right? But really good. You love everything about him. I was told that last year they made a very aggressive offer to him. We're talking like $60 million range for $1 million guarantees, which previously the defensive tackle, because he's not Aaron Donald, so he's not getting in the 80s. Fletcher Cox years ago got 63. They offered less than that, and he said no. Now
Frank Clark got 62.
He was the 7th overall pick, so he's made some cash, and he's making cash. Like, he doesn't make $800,000 a year. He got, at the time he signed, I would imagine, $22 to $25 million guaranteed. So he's got that where he's not in a rush. Amari had that. We've seen guys that have had that. Be like, okay, we'll let it play out. I'm rich. All right, would you give DeForest Buckner $70 million in guarantees?
No. Would you?
If last year he's turning down around 60, what the fuck's he going to want a year later when the cap's going up?
Would you?
Well, I would not feel comfortable about it, but on his side, he'd go, well, Fletcher Cox, who, let's just say I'm not better than, in 2016 signed for $63 million. Well, just inflation, cap, 4 years later, am I not worth just more than that? So am I worth $66, $67 million in guarantee?
I mean, Grady Jarrett just signed for $43 million last
year. I think Buckner would say I'm a much better I'm a more consistent player.
So that was $43 million, and that was last year.
Yeah, so that number
was 2019.
Yeah, so.
But are you $30 million better?
No. Grady Jarrett's a pretty good player.
Yeah, to me, I would feel okay at, boy,
65?
John.
That's God. Rich for me, too.
No, I was going to say
this
like
this is
55.
Not Richard Seymour or Julius Peppers. But
I
if
would
he's,
go 55.
But, guys,
this is a position of depth.
He was turning down that last
I understand,
season.
But, like, Kittle is not a position of depth. This is a – now, depth becomes weakness really fast, right? Depth becomes thin quickly. Then you're obligated. Like, you got to keep Armstead if you do that.
I wrote this and believed this. You have to figure this out before you figure everything else out, right? Because this, with your quarterback contract, kind of shape your team moving forward. These are a lot of money invested into a couple players, right?
Yeah, John, this is – you're saying, where does DeForest Buckner rank on the team? Because he's what you're describing is the second highest paid player on the team.
Well, he's going to get paid probably. Like, Fred Warner, Bosa's better, but Bosa's a rookie.
But what I'm just saying
– yeah, better, I mean, top five, six player.
Okay, because he's going to – what you're telling me is he's about to become the second highest
paid
player on the team.
But you know how that works sometimes in football? It's like when you're up or when you can be resigned.
Understood, yeah.
Right, because if they had to choose this offseason, like you can only keep one, Bosa or Buckner, it would be like, DeForest, we appreciate your efforts. This is where you could argue you could get Armstead for cheaper and trade Buckner, who's still got another year under his contract with a fifth-year option. Could you get a late first-round pick for him, you know? These are just things that this is a somewhat I've been thinking about this the last couple days, guy. A little bit of a tricky couple weeks stretch for the Niners here. This combine up until free agency starts, like just they're gonna have like three or four options and paths they could choose, and no one knows. I mean, we'll be critical or have an opinion whenever they make a move, but we won't know for a year or two if it's the right one. Like, this is where Belichick has sustained his team being really good. Coach Reed is always willing to, like, you know, D Ford's not quite good enough. We'll get rid of D, and then we get Frank. Like, are the Niners open to that type shit? I don't know. This is the first time they've kind of, like, Kittle's a lock. Kittle's going nowhere. If you told me some crazy scenario, like they kept Eric and got rid of DeForest, it's difficult for their locker room, but money factors into NFL. Like, you can't pay everyone.
It's not just difficult for the locker room. It's just difficult for winning a Super Bowl. Like, this was an extreme depth position for them. They just threw some of the freakiest two of the freakiest NFL bodies at you on.
Well, here's the
every
kicker.
Play.
You could save $11 million by cutting D Ford and keep both these two guys inside, but you're basically just eating that second round pick. Would you be open to doing that? You could look at it two ways. Like, second round
pick,
a lot
here's
or
the
two.
Thing.
Sometimes Belichick, you just stick and move and just move on.
Here's my question is this. Is D Ford going to be on this team in 2021?
No.
So I would be open to that, even though I don't love it, because they were – like, D Ford made an impact when he was on the field, but I would be open to that, yeah.
Cutting D Ford and keeping Armstead and Buckner.
Yeah, that's an easy trade when you put it like that, right?
But that's – you don't – you just second round pick, just water under the bridge?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's already gone. So if you're telling me if I keep D Ford, I can't keep Buckner and – Armstead, but
yeah,
if
you can't. You're not going to be able to.
But if I get rid of D Ford, I can keep those two guys, then I'm going to keep those two guys.
And just cut Ford.
And the second round pick is gone. We almost won the Super Bowl. Thanks to him. We didn't. We lost the second round. The second round pick's gone either way.
You might be able to trade D Ford.
Okay, but that to me is that is an easy decision.
Keeping Armstead and Buckner with Bosa.
Well, just imagine you could have both of them. If I said those three players are out there, NFL team, you can have to pick two of them. Which two would people take?
Armstead Buckner.
I mean, you could argue D because the positions, but it's just the fact that hasn't been healthy.
But he is a unique speed rusher who works in. It's not like a no-brainer.
He's unique to them, but if you told me he was playing 16 games, then maybe it would not be easy. But
this is what I'm saying, guys. They got about six lanes they could drive down, and if they did it, like, oh, they cut D Ford, but they kept Armstead and Buckner, I think we'd applaud. Oh, they decided to sign Buckner, extend Buckner, trade Armstead to the Browns for pick 41, and then keep Ford. You'd be like, okay, I get it. You could go, well, they decided to extend Buckner, cut D Ford, trade Armstead, and trade for Darius Slay. Like, I'm just saying, you got a lot of different pitches you could go, which at the time, I'd be like, okay, I understand it, but we'll know if it works several years. Belichick, and I think Coach Reed's really good at this too, he doesn't, besides like his super, super core guys, which is really just now his quarterback and maybe like Kelsey, he's not tied to like anybody. And that's what I think is going to be a little complicated for the Niners. Like, if Buckner goes, I'm not accepting your $65 million. I think I want $75 million. Like, Belichick just goes, okay, well, have a fucking the Colts pay you. And I'll take their 25th pick. Like, he just does shit like that. I have a hard time seeing the Niners do stuff like that, because Kyle is the ultimate decision maker. And when the coach is the ultimate decision maker, he's pretty emotionally tied. But I think there are parallels. He's learned a lot, like his dad and Belichick, that maybe even for a younger coach, he can separate himself. I think this next 2 or 3 weeks for the Niners is completely fascinating, guy, because we could see some enormous moves. Or we could just see kind of just status quo. They just bring back some guys.
But status quo will mean something's coming eventually, because something's got to give.
Or status quo just means they extended Buckner, they extended Kittle, spent a ton of money. They're expecting Armstead to play on the tag.
Yeah.
Which is just a really expensive year.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.